Who is this now?
My daddy's sister. Aunt Millie Ann married Mama's brother, Ken Starling. She lived up above Pearson. And he died and left her with about 10 children. They were small. And Tish was Tish's daddy, you know, Tish. And the boys went home. The law was after them. They went home. And so Aunt Millie Ann hid them. And so the sheriff's name was Ricketson, a neighbor of hers. And so he came to the door, and she opened the door and says, "What do you want?" Ricketson, she was a very strong woman. And she had black eyes and black hair, like Grandma. And she says, "I'm sorry, Miss Starling, I've come for Ken and Oscar. Your boys, they broke in Tom Smith's meat market." And so she says, "Well, you're not going to get them." He says, "I'm sorry, but I'll have to," and started in. She pulled an old pistol out from under her skirts and said, "If you enter that door," said, "I'll kill you." Looked him right in the eye. He backed off and left her boys alone. They were never tried. After that, they went to Virginia and worked in Hopewell, Virginia.
And Oscar has just died.
Oscar was buried
about
a week ago.
About 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He just died in Florida, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He was in Florida, wasn't he?
Yeah, the Veterans Hospital, Lake City.
Right.
He was in World War One.
Tish's brother.
He's a veteran of World War One.
Now, they were never tried, but they had to leave.
Yes, they left. Uh-huh. They never lived here anymore until, well, he came home in the last 4 or 5 years he's been here, hadn't he?
Yeah, he's been around, I think, somewhere. And
oh,
then
yeah.
He entered that the Veterans Hospital in
He
Lake
lived
City.
Up at the hotel when he had a stroke the other day. And they carried him to the Veterans Hospital.
Yeah, I don't really know that much of, mm-hmm. about it.
He was a gambler. And so was another cousin of mine, Oscar Starling. They both were in World War One together, and they came home and went to Atlanta. And they were, that's before Oscar married his second wife, Oliver. Oliver came home, and he was put in a hospital in Walter Reed, in what's now Walter Reed, in what it was Walter Reed in Washington. And his roommate had a beautiful redhead wife that came to visit him. And so when the wife left, Oliver says to the man, says, "You old rascal, you, I hope you die so I can get your red-headed wife." And darn if the man didn't die. And he went to Atlanta and got a job as a guard at the federal prison. He was with the federal prison as long as he lived system. And he waited a year to the day and went back and married that red-headed woman. But in the year's time that he was in Atlanta, Oscar was there with him. And they lived in a hotel that were Henry Grady. And so they'd get people in to gamble, you know. And they were strictly honest. They didn't cheat or anything like that. But Oscar caught a man cheating on him. And he jumped up and drew his gun and had cocked the pistol and was going to shoot the man. And Oliver, being a trained guard at the federal prison, he disarmed Oscar in a second. It was like that. Oscar was telling me that not long ago. He says, "I'll always be indebted to him to saving me from killing a man."
Mm-hmm. And Oliver is the one who guarded Al Capone, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. When Al Capone was brought to Atlanta and was transferred to The Rock in San Francisco, Oliver was the one that went with him in the car. And he was stationed on The Rock to guard him.
He died. He had syphilis, but he died of being, somebody killed him or something.
Stabbed
in prison.
Stabbed. Yeah, he
had venereal disease of some kind. I don't know,
his VA, that venereal disease, VD, deteriorated his brain completely. He was a raving maniac. And somebody stabbed him in the back.
That was the guard.
And then...
That was Al Capone.
That was Al Capone himself.
Oh. But
who had venereal
disease, Oliver
but
was
he
there
died someone
when he died and saw
him.
And Ken, he's the one that transported him there.
And then he moved to Texas or something and married his third wife, didn't he?
Oh, yes, this woman died.
Redheaded woman died.
He married five women in all. And his fifth wife was young enough, and he was in his 60s then. And he had one child. And I have the picture of the child.
Now, who was this again?
That was a cousin, Oliver Starling.
Oliver Starling.
My mother's brother's child. Mm-hmm. Uncle William Starling. Another William Starling.
Another
William Starling. They live right across from us down at the old place there. That's right.